What's up, Anchor? Kaylee Chella checking in. Investigators are piecing together how an airline ground agent working his regular shift stole an empty Horizon Air turboprop plane, took off from SeaTac International Airport, and fatally crashed into a small island in the Puget Sound after being chased by military jets that were quickly scrambled to intercept the aircraft. Officials said Saturday that the man had been a Horizon employee for 3.5 years and had clearance to be among aircraft, but that to their knowledge, he wasn't a licensed pilot. The 29-year-old man used a machine called a pushback tractor to first maneuver the aircraft so he could board and then take off Friday evening. A U.S. official briefed on the matter told the Associated Press that the man was Richard Russell. It's unclear how he attained the skills to do loops in the aircraft before crashing about an hour after taking off into a small island in the Puget Sound. He crashed nearly an hour after the plane was taken from a maintenance area, though officials said that it did not appear that the fighter jets were involved in the crash of the aircraft. In a news release issued Saturday, the North American Aerospace Defense Command said two F-15C Alert aircraft were scrambled from Portland, but did not fire upon the plane. At a news conference in the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, officials from Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air said that they are still working closely with authorities as they investigate what happened. The bizarre incident involving a worker who authorities said was suicidal points to one of the biggest potential perils for commercial air travel, airline or airport employees causing mayhem. Though there was no suspected connection to terrorism, a Seattle FBI agent in charge cautioned that the investigation would take a lot of time and that details would not be released right away. Dozens of personnel were out at the crash site and coworkers and family members were being interviewed. The Associated Press reports that President Trump has one word to describe former White House staffer and fellow reality TV star Omarosa Magnagold Newman: lowlife. Magnagold Newman claims in an upcoming book called Unhinged that Trump used racial slurs on the set of his reality TV show The Apprentice. She also says she later concluded that he is a racist and a bigot. On Saturday, reporters asked Trump during an event at his golf club in New Jersey if he felt betrayed by Omarosa. He responded, quote, lowlife. She's a lowlife. Magnagold Newman was a contestant on Trump's The Apprentice reality TV show and later served as a senior advisor to the president. In the book, she paints Trump as scattered, self-absorbed, misogynistic, and insecure. The book is set for release on Tuesday. The White House has already slammed it as, quote-unquote, riddled with lies and false accusations. Charlottesville, Virginia was marking the anniversary of last summer's white supremacist violence with marches, vigils, and other community events that began unfolding peacefully Saturday amid a heavy police presence. As many businesses in a popular downtown shopping district began to open Saturday, law enforcement officers outnumbered visitors. Concrete barriers and metal fences had been erected, and police were searching bags at two checkpoints where people could enter or leave. Saturday marked the anniversary of a long-time march by torch-toting white supremacists through the University of Virginia's campus a day ahead of a larger rally in Charlottesville's downtown. On August 12th, hundreds of white nationalists, including neo-Nazis, skinheads, and Ku Klux Klan members, descended on Charlottesville in part to protest the city's decision to remove a monument to Confederate General Robert E. Lee from a park. Violence broke out between attendees and counter-protesters that day. Authorities eventually forced the crowd to disperse, but a car later barreled into the crowd of peaceful protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer. The day's death toll rose to 3 when a state police helicopter that had been monitoring the event and assisting with the governor's motorcade crashed, killing 2 troopers. Among the remembrance events that occurred Saturday was a morning of reflection and renewal at UVA that featured musical performances, a poetry reading, and an address from University President James Ryan. On Saturday, however, campus security personnel used metal detectors to screen rally participants and journalists before they entered the university's famed rotunda. A helicopter buzzed overhead while large trucks blocked off the nearby roads. By mid-afternoon, the city said hundreds of people had passed through the downtown checkpoints. Police arrested 3 men in or near the secured perimeter for trespassing, possessing prohibited items, and being drunk in public. An independent investigation of the rally violence led by a former federal prosecutor found that the chaos last year stemmed from a passive response from law enforcement and poor preparation and coordination between state and city police. That's all the news I've got for today. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at Anchor or at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. See you later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app Free for iOS and Android.